Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I'm happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh, and welcome again to Kansas City Christian Faith Radio Broadcast. Just before I get started, I would like to encourage all our prayer warriors and intercessors to continue to pray for our world leaders and for world peace, that we, God's children, might lead a quiet and peaceful life unto all godliness and honesty. Satan is acting up because he knows his time is near. So continue to pray for our leaders that world peace will come to this world, especially in Eastern Europe that's going on in the country of Ukraine and for Russia. Amen. Now, please open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11. And we will continue our teaching on the importance of faith. The importance of faith. That's Hebrews 11. And we will read our foundational scripture on this teaching again. That's Hebrews 11, verse 6. And I will read, and you will follow along. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. Now, I would like to read the same verse from two other translations from the Bible. First, from the Holy Spirit Encounter Bible, and then secondly, from the New Testament in Modern Speech by Richard Francis Weymouth. The first one, the Holy Spirit Encounter Bible, it reads, Hebrews 11:6. So you see, it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who comes to him must believe that there is a God and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. Amen. Now, finally, from the New Testament in Modern Speech. But where there is no faith, it is impossible truly to please him. For the man who draws near to God must believe that there is a God and that he proves himself a rewarder to those who earnestly try to find him. Amen. In each of these scriptures I just read, it reveals that without faith, one cannot please our Heavenly Father. And just like we as children wanted to please our natural parents here on earth, we should even more so want to please our Heavenly Father. And I also think these scriptures validate my contention that after one becomes a born-again Christian or a new believer, the most important subject that person needs to understand is faith. Let me repeat that. Once a person is a born-again Christian or a new believer, the most important subject that person needs to understand is faith. I am not saying it is the only one, but in terms of priority, it is. Now remember, we are talking about the God kind of faith. Amen? Because there is a natural faith also that we use all the time, and we don't give a second thought about it. We just use it. It comes natural. So we have natural faith and we have spiritual faith. Both of these types of faith, the natural and the spiritual faith, requires corresponding action in their process, and we will get into that process later in our teaching. Now, since faith, it is important to God, the first thing we should know is how does one get faith? Please turn your Bibles to the book of Romans, chapter 10, and we will see how faith comes. Again, that's Romans, chapter 10. All right, and we will read verse 17, and it states, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." So faith comes by hearing, and hearing the message that is spoken. So the message we are hearing is the gospel, the good news of Christ, and faith is always present tense. Faith is always present tense. Faith is not tomorrow, it's not next week, or later this afternoon, but faith is always now. It says faith comes by hearing, present tense. If faith is acting on what you believe, then you must certainly be cautious about what you hear, because what you hear is what you're going to act on, and faith comes by hearing. Now, what you hear can affect you negatively or positively, depending on what and who you're listening to. The scriptures did not say that what you hear would be positive or negative. It just says faith comes by hearing. And in this case, we're hearing by the word of God. But you can hear things that are negative, that are against the word of God. We hear it every day. Just turn on your TV and you hear people talk negatively. Matter of fact, they don't even believe God exists. Amen. So you have to be careful what you hear, because it will affect you. Now, please go to 2 Timothy chapter 2. And I will also read this verse from two different translations. First, from the New Testament in Modern Speech, and then from the Amplified Study Bible. Now, that's 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14. It says, "Bring all this to man's remembrance, solemnly charging them in the presence of God not to waste time in wrangling about mere words, a course which is altogether unprofitable and tends only to ruin of the believers." Now go to the Amplified Study Bible, that same verse, 2 Timothy 2:14. And it says, "Remind the people of these facts and solemnly charge them in the presence of God to avoid petty controversy over words which does no good and upsets and undermines and ruins the faith of those who listen." Amen. So those scriptures are telling us that we have to be careful what we hear. And we have to be careful how we hear. Because you can listen to people and you can be deceived by that message. Look what happened in Germany when Hitler began to speak. People heard and people reacted. Faith comes by hearing. And one of the worst human tragedies in mankind happened because what they listened to was negative. Then we had right here in America a young man by the name of Jim Jones who came in with a deceptive message also and then took thousands of people to the country of Guyana and end up a mass suicide. Be careful what you hear. Be careful how you hear, because that message can affect you either negatively or positively. And we want nothing but the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. That is what we hear. That's why it says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That is why you have to take heed to what you hear and take heed to how you hear, because faith comes by hearing. And in our particular case, we are talking about the God kind of faith, the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. If you do not have faith, now pay attention, family. If you do not have faith, it is not God's fault. So don't go blaming God. To blame God for your lack of faith is nothing but ignorance. Let me repeat that. If you do not have faith, it is not God's fault. To blame God for your lack of faith is nothing but ignorance. God has provided the way whereby everyone can have faith. Let me repeat that because I believe it's important. God has provided the way whereby everyone can have faith. Go to Romans chapter 12. Again, that's Romans chapter 12. And we will read verse number 3. And it says, "For I say through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure or the measure of faith." Now, God has given to each believer the same amount of faith, so no one has more than the other. If they did, then God would be a liar. And I don't think you want to call God a liar. He would not give me 100% worth of faith and you 50%. God doesn't roll that way. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 10. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 10. And we will read verse 17. And it says, "For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality or takes no bribe." Amen. Now, please go to Romans chapter 2. Again, that's Romans chapter 2. And we will read verse 11. And it says, "For there is no partiality with God." Amen. And finally, let's go to the book of Acts chapter 10. That's Acts chapter 10, verse 34. And it says, "Then Peter opened his mouth and said, in truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality." So we see in the word of God that God shows no partiality. So he won't give you 50% of faith and give someone else 100% of faith. God shows no partiality. He's given everyone the same amount of faith. Now, what you do with it is on you. So God is true to his word. No one has more faith than the other. The difference is some have a better understanding on how to increase or exercise their faith, and they apply that understanding to their lives. It's just like an athlete, a basketball player, or football player, or tennis player, or any person that deals with some type of athletic ability. They have to continue to train. They have to continue to practice to get better, because everybody is not a great basketball player. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Dr. J, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Jerry West, they all had to continue to practice. They had to play game after game after game to hone their skills to be the great players they were. Well, it's the same way with faith. You have to pray, you have to study, and you have to do personal fellowship in order to for your faith to increase, because everybody starts off with little faith. Go with me to the book of James, please. The book of James. And we're going to read verse 8. And it says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. It says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. And how do you draw near to our Heavenly Father? Well, you draw near to him by praying, by personal fellowship, by studying the word. Amen. And a lot of people don't want to have that consistency, don't want to have that obedience. And that's why some people's faith is much greater than others. That's why others get the results or the rewards, because they have faith. Amen. And they believe that God is who he says he is. Now, please go to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. And we're going to read verse 15. And I will be reading this out of the Amplified Study Bible. And it says, study and do your best to present yourself to God, approved, a workman, tested by trial, who has no reason to be ashamed, accurately handling and skillfully teaching the word of God. Amen. So we see here that you have to do something. You have to study. You have to do personal fellowship, praying, spending time with the Lord. Because it says, if you draw near to him, well, he certainly will draw near to you and reveal himself to you openly. He's not a respected person. What he does for one, he's obligated. Listen to me, family. He's obligated by his word to do for another. God's word will not return to him void. Amen. So just remember, increasing your faith is easy. Staying consistent and obedient to the word of God to assist you in your faith growth is the challenge. Staying consistent and obedient to the word of God to assist you in your faith growth is the challenge. That's the challenge. It's not faith itself. Being consistent, staying obedient to the word of God. That's the challenge. Because see, we have an adversary out here, and that adversary walks around as if a roaring lion, seeing who he might devour. And if he can get you off track, if he can trick you with any thought, ideas, or suggestion that are contrary to the word of God, he will do that. He will do that. And so that's why it says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. It's the challenge because of that adversary. And Satan knows that his time is near. And so he's ratcheted up the attacks on the Christian. And so, but we've already won. The scripture says, fight the good fight of faith. It's a good fight because we've already won and that we are going to be victorious in the things of God. Amen? Now, what about faith for salvation? Faith for salvation. Let's look at this. Faith for salvation comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The Apostle Paul said that we are saved by faith. Go to Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2. And we will read verse number 8. And let's see what the Apostle Paul says. It says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Amen. So God has given us a gift. We have a gift from our Holy Father, and that is faith. What a wonderful gift. Amen. But how does one get the faith to be saved? Interesting question. Fair question. Let's read more from this passage. So would you please go to the book of Romans again? And we're going to go to Romans chapter 10. And now I'm going to give you the scriptures that we're going to read. And so I want you to pay close attention to what we're going to read. It's going to be Romans 10, 8 through 10. And then we're going to read 13, 14, and 17. Amen. Again, that's Romans chapter 10, verse 8, 9, and 10, 13, 14, and 17. And this is on how do we get the faith to be saved. Verse 8, it says, but what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now verse 13, it says, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Verse 14, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Verse 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we see here that faith comes by hearing, and it comes by us confessing, saying something with our mouth. Amen. And that is confessing the Lord Jesus Christ, and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. It says, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen, amen, and amen. So we see men are saved by hearing words. Amen. Because that is how faith comes. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You cannot believe without hearing the word and then acting on what you believe. Amen. Now, what about using your faith for healing? Using your faith for healing. You know, a lot of people believe God can heal, but a lot of people just don't believe God will heal them. Oh, you of little faith. So how does faith and healing come? Well, it comes in the same way. You can see this in the following passage. Let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 14. That's Acts chapter 14, and we're going to read verse 7 through 8. And I will read, you follow. And there they, Paul and Barnabas, preached the gospel. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. So this man was crippled from his birth. Verse number 9. It says, the same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. Verse 10. Said with a loud voice, stand upright on your feet. And he leaped and walked. So we see here, Paul and Barnabas seeing this man who was crippled from his mother's birth. But they perceived that he could be healed, and they told him, arise and be healed. Well, you know what? The clock on the wall just about tells me I'm out of time. But please return next week where we continue our teaching on the importance of faith. And remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.